This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says the United States has become a different country since the September terrorist attacks, saddened and shocked, but also stronger and more unified. The president spoke to an audience of more than 5,000 in Atlanta last night. He said the government is doing its part to respond to the attacks militarily and to guard against future terrorist attacks. He said Americans can help by getting more involved in their communities and by making a greater commitment to public service. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports from Atlanta.
The White House described last night's speech as a progress report in the war on terrorism, but with an audience that included row after row of cheering, uniformed public safety officers, it was also a pep rally for the nation.
None of us would ever wish the evil that has been done to our country. Yet we have learned that out of evil can come great good. During the last 2 months, we have shown the world America is a great nation.
The president then thanked, each time to thunderous applause, firefighters and police officers, the members of the U.S. Armed Forces, healthcare workers and postal workers, whom he said never enlisted but who had found themselves on the front lines due to the anthrax that has been sent through the mail.
Our nation faces a threat to our freedoms, and the stakes could not be higher. We are the target of enemies who boast they want to kill all Americans, kill all Jews, and kill all Christians. We've seen that type of hate before, and the only possible response is to confront it and to defeat it.
Mr. Bush said the military operation in Afghanistan will last as long as it takes, but mostly last night, the president seemed to feel it necessary to address the anxiety Americans feel here at home.
Our enemies have threatened other acts of terror. We take each threat seriously. And when we have evidence of credible threats, we will issue appropriate alerts. A terrorism alert is not a signal to stop your life. It is a call to be vigilant, to know that your government is on high alert, and to add your eyes and ears to our efforts to find and stop those who want to do us harm.
The government, he said, is tracking down those responsible for the attacks on the U.S. and seeking the source of anthrax sent through the mail. While in Atlanta, he also visited the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is developing responses to threats of bioterrorism. Last night, Mr. Bush said there are plenty of ways for Americans to help.
All of us can become a September the 11th volunteer by making a commitment to service in our own communities. So you can serve your country by tutoring or mentoring a child, comforting the afflicted, housing those in need of shelter in a home. You can participate in your neighborhood watch or Crime Stoppers. You can become a volunteer in a hospital, emergency medical, fire, or rescue unit.
The president ended his speech with the story of the passengers of United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in rural Pennsylvania after passengers fought back against hijackers. Before making their move, those passengers recited the Lord's Prayer together. One of them concluded the prayer with the line, "Let's roll." Mr. Bush sees it as an inspiration for a nation bracing for a difficult battle.
We cannot know every turn this battle will take, yet we know our cause is just. And our ultimate victory is assured. We will no doubt face new challenges, but we have our marching orders. My fellow Americans, let's roll.
Traveling with the President, Don Gagne, NPR News, Atlanta.